Aaron, we break into the top 10 of the Earshot 20 now with Rye. One of six songs on the top 20, staying pat at the exact location where they were last week. The record from Rye is Blood. It's released on Last Gang, and it's a Canadian content release from this artist. I believe Rye is Los Angeles-based at this point, Aaron.
I think you're right. Originally from Toronto, Michael Milosz. He's moved around a lot. He lived in Berlin for a while. And I think you're right. I think he's in LA now.
I think, actually, there's only two artists on the top 20 this week that are not Canadian. So Rock On, CanCon. Following Rye, we'll get Freak Heat Waves. Did you say they're from Vancouver, Aaron? Freak Heat Waves?
I can't remember.
Because you said they come to Ottawa a lot.
Montreal via Victoria.
So right.
They're based in Montreal now, but they're from your part of the world.
You know who's also doing that? I think Fountain from Victoria is also a Montreal area transplant from the island in beautiful British Columbia.
Two good cities. Victoria, Montreal, I like them both.
I mean, Montreal is a real city. Victoria is a little administrative township, you know, in comparison.
Not the same, but both good.
Okay. Very politically correct. Not like my garbage. Garbage throwing under the bus of Victoria as an administrative township, as I said. So both Rye and Freak Heat Waves standing pat where they were at 10 and 9, respectively. At 8, from 8 last week, is Bahamas from their album Earth Tones on Bar Chords record. Aaron, you've selected for us this week Way With Words. And maybe if you've been listening to the show for a couple weeks, you feel like I don't have that, a Way With Words. But Aaron, you've got a Way With Words.
That's too kind. Thank you. I kind of like the little sway of this song, so that's why we picked that one.
The sway of it?
Yeah.
Like the Rolling Stones? Sway?
It's sometimes I don't get your references.
The din-din-din has got me in its way. It's from Sticky Fingers, no? Okay, all right. Hey, that's from
not that kind of sway, no.
That's from the 60s, so. So stay tuned on the Earshot 20. You got a three-peat right here. It's Rye, Freak Heat Waves, and Bahamas. And then we're going to get to one of the previous Exclaim picks of the week. Hope you enjoyed the Nico Case just before the break. We'll be back with more music and more talk after this.
I can hear it like your sounds, babe. I can feel it like your fears. I can go another round your way, but I can't do this on my own. I thought you loved me till I'm wrong. Oh my God.
Oh, a style. Now I hear you laugh, but I don't see a smile. I had a way with words for a while. If I had known, I'd have stuck around. What kind of man lets his brother down? But while I was gone, think of all that you found. A dear old friend and a brand new sound. SMS. Don't keep it all so close to the vest.
The song we're going to hear to start off this next set from Charlotte Day Wilson, and it is nothing new for this program. Callum Slingerland gave it to us, the title track Stone Woman, as the Exclaim pick of the week a couple weeks back, and now Charlotte Day Wilson with a huge vaulting up the charts from 28 to 7. Following Charlotte Day Wilson will be Nap Eyes, another week on the charts, staying again pat at number 6. With I'm Bad Now on You've Changed Records, courtesy of Steve Lamke from The Constantines, as well as Daniel Romano from Attack in Black. They helm that record label You've Changed from the Southern Ontario area. And then after Nap Eyes, Friggs, and Aaron, you're going to be pleased that Friggs vaulted up the charts even further from number 18 to 5 this week, breaking into the top 5 with Basic Behavior on Arts and Crafts, and you're really high on this record.
Yeah, I was pretty happy to see that, and I think they'll keep going up before they go any other way.
Friggs will be the third artist. So Charlotte Day Wilson, followed by Nap Eyes and Friggs on the Earshot 20, broadcasting to stations all across Canada. Your top four coming up after this.
Gestures of kindness I'd never expect. Once I looked down and often worried about life's distant loneliness. But tuning yourself to catch another's wavelength sure can make a difference in this world.
Charts, Aaron dropping three spots from the lead number one spot last week from Uncle Duke and the Chief on Paperback Records. It's Born Ruffians, and we're going to listen to a song we heard a couple weeks ago, Ring That Bell. You been enjoying this album a little more, Aaron?
I actually have come around to it, absolutely. Yeah.
I still prefer the original stuff. At three, Milk and Bone with Deception Bay, that record on Bond Sound. And Milk and Bone, I've had the song, Aaron, Deception Bay, in my earworm basically consistently for the last 3 weeks, and it has not left. Every morning I wake up, and Deception Bay, it's just in my head all day long, every day. I can't get it out of
it. It's the best, right? The best and the worst, earworm? The best and the worst.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't think I've ever had an earworm that I didn't come around to. You know, if I wasn't already a fan of it, I eventually got into it. For instance, you know, Cardi B, that Bodak Yellow, it was If You Want To. And at first I was making fun of it, the type of song it is, because it was in my head. But ultimately now I just love every verse, and I marvel at her lyrical ability. So, you know, I don't know if there's such thing as a bad earworm. I think if it's in there, it means somebody did a good job with that song.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Do I have your... Yeah, I have your support on that one?
Absolutely.
U.S. Yeah. Girls after Milk and Bone, and that's another one of, Aaron, your favorites. You were gushing over the record last week, and a lot of folk here at UFV, at CIVL have, and it's one of two albums from the same record label, Atop, the Earshot Top 50 this week, and the Top 20, of course. U.S. girls up 3-5-2 in A Poem Unlimited is the record. And Royal Mountain Records, wow, they're really assaulting the Canadian earshot charts, Aaron.
I think they're taking over more than just the charts. They are launching a new festival. So it's September 2nd. They're going to, I guess, have their first festival. It's at Raspberry Farm, which is the Royal Botanical Gardens in Toronto. It's a one-day festival, and it has all your faves. Mac DeMarco, Calpurnia, U.S. Girls, Dizzy, Tunes, T-U-N-S. I always say Tunes. I think that's right. Mm-hmm. Little Junior and Everett Bird. I'm sure they'll announce more, but...
No, Everett Bird's going to play this festival?
Yeah, for real. And they're signing people like crazy. They're really growing fast.
They are. They're trying
making
to...
Making their mark.
Sorry? Making their mark?
Making, yeah.
You know Everett Bird played at the NCRC last year on the final day of NCRC 36. They were on tour as part of a promotion for Royal Mountains, I think, and they played a free show for us. It was great. Everett Bird, former Abbotsfordians who moved to Montreal in order to connect with the Royal Mountain crew.
I didn't know they played. I wasn't at the conference. I will carry the guilt with me
man,
forever, Aaron.
Jeez, wow. I apologize. Hey, and by the way, a couple weeks, we're going to be checking out the Station Manager Summit in Toronto. So those of you station managers, maybe think of some ways that you want to make a contribution to the Earshot 20, and we can connect in Toronto when we do that. Would that be fun, Aaron?
Super fun. Let's do it.
Because we're totally open to feedback. More so Aaron than me, but I eat my pride all the time.
Not even true.
Born Ruffians, Milk and Bone, U.S. Girls. 4-2 on the Earshot 20, and you'll find out what's number one after that.
I'm not ready to let you leave for what is is worth, I still believe we can work. We can work this out. But I'm drunk and it's late. I've been looking for your face. All you care is that she is now living for your stare. I don't exist anymore.
Have you lost your mind?
Number one on the Earshot charts this week, a band, Aaron, CIVL, ahead of the curve. 2 weeks ago, sorry, February 20th, we were the only station to play it. February 13th, CKUT in Montreal, home base for Royal Mountain Records, only place to play it. February 27th, oh man, so many stations, 20 stations played this record. And then coming back to March 6th, they are number one on the Earshot charts in just 4 short weeks. You've made it clear, Ott is your band of choice, Canada, for the week of March 6th. Aaron, you're mentioning that festival, Royal Mountain, their record label, is putting together in Toronto. Ott not on that festival roster so far, correct?
That's right. Maybe they're holding back.
Maybe they've got something big planned. Who knows? Maybe there's a Coachella September on the horizon or something. No?
Yeah, anything could happen.
I'm predicting there's a reason Ott's not on that bill and that there's something that Ott's going to be doing that's special or notable in September of 2018. I don't know. We'll see. Room Inside the World is the album, and the song is Desire. Aaron Flynn, station manager of CHUO, decent week on the charts this week, yeah?
Great, yeah.
Do you think we're going to see a little bit of a shift after so many different artists stagnating? Six, that's a third of the top 20 are exactly where they were last week. I feel like next week is going to be a big shakeup.
I agree, big shakeup.
Tune in next week and see. On the Earshot 20, Aaron Flynn, thanks so much for joining me once again. Thanks to Callum Slingerland for giving us the Exclaim news update. And thanks to you for listening and the wonderful program directors, volunteers, and staff at the Campus Community Radio Station through which you listen to this program. We're still working it out. Send us some feedback at earshot@civl.ca or reach out to us personally. That's fine. We're happy to hear from you. Are we? Aaron, is that true? Am I lying?
Yeah. I'm happy to hear.
Great. Great. See everybody next week. And spring forward. We're saving an hour. Losing it. We're losing the hour.
Losing.
Have a great one.
Didn't I say to you not to reason? It was never gonna stay. It was never gonna stay here. You're like the moon in a basket of wheat. You rose out of the roses right under my mouth. And if I would cry from this petty little town, shine back, we will notice, though you never owed us. So passionately painted creatures were met to descend from the bleachers without much more than a promise. Well, you got it in your guts, stinking. I could taste it in your paint when you left and when you came. And I could remark upon that old feeling, but that won't make it remarkable. So many ways, so many ways. The feel of your honey in the corner of my mouth, like a loop around the block, like a shadow in your notebook. Oh come on, it's based in rhyme, doesn't matter. Now we pause the tape for some laughter. I won't accept the conceit any further. I will return it to you. I turned to him okay, and in it we drove all night. And you smiled so much, you got creases on your face, the kind that give you grace. And I try to keep crying.